escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads and Al Morgani kicking it with you in for the crew, who will be back next week. I think.
Oh, yes. No, I can't wait.
I'm sure they're all thrilled.
All the stuff they couldn't talk about this week. It's a great week.
I promise you, Spike wants to get as far away as possible from Sixers Joel Embiid conversation.
Oh.
I'd imagine.
No.
I'd imagine.
He's gone.
After some of the takes we heard. You think some of these baseball takes today were crazy. Holy hell. You should have been on the last 2 days. Although you were on. Were you on the story broke or no? You haven't read it yet because you can't read that on there. It'd take you 6 years.
Yeah.
You were doing your top five list with Joe Giglio, your top five flyers that you went into detail about.
Yeah, right.
You did a lot of homework for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft is almost here. Book your party at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. Mm-hmm. It's on the record Friday. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? They're 55-41. Their starting pitching is tremendous. Dave has a chance here to clean up some holes. Are you willing to buy in the rest of the way and say, hey, my heart's on the table? I can't do it, Al, can you?
I have to do it.
You have to.
I have to do it. I have to believe that somehow they're going to get what they need, and the starting. Here's my worry: that the great starting pitching wobbles. If that happens, that's
you're
why.
Screwed.
That's why. Well, that's why I want some. I need some offense. People, you wind back to the great Phillies teams. You know, Utley, Howard, those teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had Lidge, right? You can't be better than perfect. However, how many times was the closer Ryan Howard?
In spots that didn't even necessarily need to be late in the game.
Yes.
It could be the third inning.
It could be the seventh inning.
Yeah.
It was like that threat. That threat was it's an enormous kind of pressure on the other side. Looking about, you kind of look ahead in baseball. What if I get through this inning? What's coming up? This is my fear with the Phillies. If I get through this, I'm clear. I don't want the opposition to be able to look at this lineup and say, just get me through this spot, 6-5, whatever, and I'm golden until maybe the end of the game, depending on what inning it is.
That's a great point.
That's a horrible position to be in.
That's a great point. Yeah, the way you just laid that out. The other team says, once we get Sanchez, and I know it's difficult to do that if he's throwing as efficiently as he does in the ground ball rate and all that, but if we can get through Sanchez, then we're golden. And they just grind out at-bats until the sixth inning, and then boom. Yeah.
And then you look at it, and the reverse, the Phillies are up. Once I get through the number five in the order.
Oh, you're cruising.
You can't have that. Either.
Huh.
It's like, okay, if I just get through this, wherever it lines up with the order, maybe it's the seventh inning. You're like, wow, we're in.
Dave's got to do it yes. where it's a package thing where you go to Oakland or whatever they're at now.
Baltimore.
Sacramento. I don't even know where the hell they're at. But you get Brent Rooker, you get Mason Miller, and it's a two-tandem move. And you get the bullpen and the big right-handed stick that can smack 30-something bombs. And you can look at their control for the certain amount of years that would make it worth it. That's the route you got to go if you're Dave and pushing your chips in. For a while, I didn't know if I thought the team was even worth doing it, but at the end of the day, Al,
it's worth it. You
kind of have to.
Yes.
You just have to. I hate that we're here, but you gotta try and see what you can do with this place here.
All these people here this early to go to a Phillies game. That place has been banged out basically all year, right? I mean, really, because people believe. Although you may have your poll and might say, well, they're a little bit iffy. You're coming to the games because you think something really good is going to happen. And people really still don't. I don't know that you come to see because all the pitchers are going to be great. It's home runs bring a lot of people out. There's got to be more pop here.
How do we get that? It's not Max Kepler.
He's got to go get it.
All
he
right.
absolutely has to go get it. Do you think it's here? The other option is it's here and it's hidden.
No. That is not. No. No.
No. That's where your left fielder has been a disappointment. That it's not hidden anymore to me. I mean, he thinks it's hidden out there. I don't think so.
When you say he, you mean Max Kepler himself?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you meant Topper thinks maybe it's still in Kepler.
No,
I think he knows. That's why the other day when they played Nick Pavetta in the right-handed, you don't even put Kepler in the game.
Yes.
I'd say smack in the face, but it's not. It's probably
yes.
the right move,
yes.
but I'm sure Kepler didn't love it. All right, let's go to Alan in Connecticut. You're on WIP. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Brogs and Al. How you guys doing today?
Great.
So on the Phillies, I guess my question was, you know, I think between the starting pitcher we have and if Nolan gets healthy and then you think of what we've got in the minors, there's an opportunity to potentially uplift the bullpen a little bit with the amount of talent we've got there. And the number of pitchers you'll use in the postseason. The offense, though, is the most significant problem, I think the most challenging to address. You know, depending upon who's out there, would it make more sense to put more resources into getting that offensive production in a big trade and use kind of some of the things we have to kind of uplift that bullpen? I just wanted to hear your thought on that. And after, real quick, I wanted to share with you, if there's a moment, I think I have the most novel piece of Flyers memorabilia you've ever heard of.
Oh, wow. All right, well, let's start with the Phillies thing. Hmm. I will say, personally, I acknowledge your thinking with the starting rotation and being creative, and I think you have to do that, but I believe they're so thin in the bullpen that they got to use their assets to do both. They got to use Lizardo or Sanchez or whoever. I'm just spitballing names here, but they got to get creative with Painter and whatever you got to do to make internal moves to the pen. But you are so bleak in that area that you also need to use some chips to go get pen help and get that bat you're talking about. That's why I've always been concerned about this group heading into the deadlines. I think they need all of it. We debated, do they need this? Can they do that? Can they salvage it? The truth is, if we're just being honest and open and honest with everyone, they really do need both. They do need both badly.
Yeah, which is amazing for a first place team.
That is surprising. And with how bad the bullpen is, there's one guy, you know, Ryan Kirkring. Strom's Romano's There's one guy, and we can legitimately make the argument that you need a bat more. I don't know how that's possible. You got one guy in the bullpen that you can argue we need a bat more, which you're right to argue that. But that's how crazy this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the team's heavily predictable.
So what do you got on the Flyers memorabilia?
All right, so I was born and raised in Wilmington, Delaware, and in 1975, I was 5 years old. My father played on these really high-end softball teams. One of them was called Rizzo and Sons, and they used to win a bunch of big tournaments, and they played the king in their court and the court in exhibition games. And in 1975, they won a Tri-State Championship. And at Del Castle Rec in Wilmington, Delaware, they got to play the Stanley Cup Flyers in an exhibition game of softball. and I was the bat boy for their softball team. And after all the Flyers had warmed up out in the field, I got to go in the dugout with softballs, and I got the entire team's signatures on softballs. And nice. When I was talking to Bobby Clark, he actually popped his teeth out to kind of make me laugh. But I just thought, I don't think there's probably anybody who's got Flyers Stanley Cup Flyers team signatures on something like softballs. Because it's
no,
just
no, that happened. Yeah, that's really cool. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
They used to tour all the time.
One day, I would like to have the 2028 Philadelphia Flyers sign my softball.
That'd be cool. Those teams were, I like when those, like, a lot of teams still, they have softball teams or whatever. That's cool. And just go out and play. I just saw this past week a couple of Oilers were out playing beer league.
Isn't that ridiculous to think about?
Can you imagine playing beer league or playing in a sandlot softball? This would be like Dreisaitl and McDavid went out and played beer league hockey. Can you imagine being in a softball league and
Barry Bonds showed up?
But no, we're talking about like right now. Like
you walk
Mike Trout comes up or you know,
that's
just,
nuts.
You know, Harper comes up. And Wheeler, I mean, that's basically what
well,
it was.
To be fair, Al, the other day I signed up for men's league. Do you think they're like, holy, that's Broads? Broads is out here. Can you believe it? Broads is playing men's league.
I got to tell you, you're at that age now. You got to be careful with men's league.
I started to stretch because I didn't the first time, and I think I pulled the hamstring off the bone.
I played till I was, what, 58, 59?
Oh, that's a good run.
60, yeah.
That's a good run.
Tore quad, and that hurt.
But it did.
What happens is you got to come to work. It'll say no contact.
We're rubbing guys off in the corner. You're lucky
if you play with real. You know some real players who play. That's a different league. I'm talking about just the beer league that you've probably signed up for, where there aren't college players. That's dangerous because they come flying at you, and it's like, oh my God! I remember when I first moved here, and I was coming in, and I would used to playing with kids, you know, better than me that had played in college or whatever. And it was a kind of a gentlemanly game, you know, just skills. Well, I came here after the Flyers were the Broad Street Bullies. These guys might as well have lit their sticks on fire and come and beat you over
the
head.
Like Scott Stevens, like open ice hits with your head down?
Like, what is this? We're all going to die.
You're like Paul Kariya? You don't remember the rest of the game?
Oh, my God. It was like, what is this? But it's fun. It is so much fun. It was. It's a great. And it, like, guys, this is the difference. Like, I know women's sports now. I know my daughter played Division I and all. You know, it's great for women to play sports. But I will say, when women are done, they're done.
They don't.
They're mature enough to say, okay, I played field hockey to this point, or I played softball. Men will not stop. Okay,
I stopped for four years
when they're done. Yeah. They're done. I mean, until their daughters are here, and then they coach them, right? Guys will play like me. We'll go out and play the beer league hockey till midnight, and get up at 3 a.m. to go to work until you're 60 years old.
It's amazing. I want that though. Well, I just started. I played two games so far.
It's
but
great.
You're right. I'm not beer league yet. This is former guys.
Well, that's a good
college
league. Yeah.
It's nice. Fast. Still got a good stick, Al.
Yeah.
Good stick on puck. I'll tell you what stinks though. I got to tell you this. The gap control is awful. Because I'm backing up. I'm at the red line. They're not even out of the zone yet. I got to get the feet
working. You don't even know how old you are yet. You don't back up on defense anymore. You surf toward.
No, I can't do that. Are you kidding me?
You're done.
I'm still working on the C-cuts. I'm still working on my C-cuts. Hey, Danny Briere might be watching. Danny might be watching. All right, let's go to Aaron in PA. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, guys.
Hey, just a quick thing on the Phillies, if that's okay.
Yep.
I think the team obviously has a chance.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They still have a chance, but I think it's a slim chance because I think this team, these set of hitters and stuff, they're just not consistent enough. And it's like, Alex, like you said earlier, you need to get a bat or two that's going to be consistent, because I think the excuse that we're hearing among fans and people in the media and stuff is this team needs to get hot at the right time. That, to me, is just an excuse for a bunch of guys that can't hit consistently. And if you can't hit consistently, you're letting this pitching staff down, and I just don't know if they have what it takes to win this year.
Yeah, well, getting hot at the right time is a dangerous game to play with the playoffs so long. You can get hot for a series. It's hard to. That's a long time if you're that kind of a team that goes hot cold. You're right. They need that consistency somehow. They thought they had it with what they brought in the outfield, and it's not working. And God knows, I was a Rojas supporter for a long time, but I'm like, you know what?
He's a stiff.
I can't. I mean, I thought they had enough that they could carry that.
Sure, right.
But they don't. And it just turns into like a black hole out there in the right. Outfield.
Right, and it just feels like, too, this team is 1 year too late. The window is closing, but I feel like Dombrowski should have done something this offseason to change up this lineup.
Because 1,000%. He tried, Aaron. He did try with Boehm, but you got to execute. That's the thing is, we knew they needed some sort of change, but you got to execute. And they tried to dangle Boehm out there, and I guess no one bit the way he wanted to. But you're right, that was the time to shake it up big time, and he missed the mark.
Well, right, and they were showing, from reports, I don't know how true this is, but they were saying they were asking for a lot for Boehm. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's Dave just playing it publicly to make it seem like the reason why he didn't do it. My guess is they valued Boehm at a ridiculous level, and the other teams probably were giving an offer that might have been on the lower side waiting for Dave to counter or whatever, but they never met in the normal rate. My point is, I think Dave would have got a reasonable offer that he would have deemed unacceptable, even though it was reasonable, because Boehm is being traded for a reason. You're not trading a piece that is insanely sensational, or else you wouldn't be trading him. So he was probably just out of whack with the real market value, that's all.
Exactly, and I think, too, if I had one last shot at this year, if you felt like you were right there close enough, I don't think any one of these guys in the minors are off limits. Even an Andrew Painter, as good as he is, we don't really know what he's going to be, if he's going to stay healthy. And even an Aiden Miller. I watched Aiden Miller at Reading. I went to see him play at the Reading Phillies. Seems like a good player, but he seems years away. So if I want to win now, none of these guys are off limits.
If Aiden Miller, and Aaron, thank you for the call. If Aiden Miller is untouchable, then we got problems. Aiden Miller? Come on, man. Aiden Miller? The one that you can swing me on, and I don't even care anymore, I'd be willing to trade him, is Andrew Painter. Yeah. If you told me you didn't want to trade Painter, I could get it. Now, some may feel that way about Crawford. You can totally move Crawford in my eyes. But, I mean, if we're sitting here going, I can't. If Dave Dombrowski's picking up the phone and someone says Aiden Miller and he hangs up, again, Dave Dombrowski needs to go. Aiden Miller?
No.
What are we doing?
They've got enough chips. They've got enough pieces that people are interested. And they have enough pieces that have been pumped up
nationally and just through baseball people, people with the ears and eyes that listen and say, well, the Phillies farm system, you may want to look there. They've got enough. I don't know what the other teams look like in that area, but that's what you're up against. You want the guy that they want. And you're going to, I mentioned it before, you're going to overpay. You're just going
to. You've got to be okay with that.
You have
but
to be.
Some GMs, Daryl Morey, for example, would never sell pennies on the dollar. And at times I think he's right to hold out with Harden and do that whole thing to try and maximize the return. The NBA is different, but I do think there's times when you do that. But some of these presidents and GMs, they don't play that card that you just mentioned because it would ruin their reputation. I'm not overpaying for this. And then you end up getting screwed because of it.
Yeah, you have to. You have to know where you are in terms of a so-called window. I don't find that the Phillies is going to close on them. I just, with this pitching, with as long as Harper, as long as that's not chronic, like that's a huge piece. If he's only 80% of what he was, the whole calculus changes on this team.
Well, I'm worried. I'm worried. I am worried about it. I think he could still be productive. But there's a big difference between being productive, being efficient, and then being bedlam at the bank.
No. He's got to be the guy that you get up out of your seat when he's up at the plate, where you come back into the room when he's up at bat.
Right.
That's where he's got to be.
Well, I hope he can get there again. 215-592-9494. Some open lines if you do want to climb in and get your thoughts on the Phillies as it's an on-the-record Friday. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? That's what we've been asking the people. I told you that we would take a real quick glance at where the Mets are to come out of the break. So they have a home series against Cincinnati. They play the Angels at home as well. But then they go play that West Coast swing that we just finished up. You're seeing San Francisco. You're seeing San Diego. Then San Francisco goes to Queens. So I'm not going to, you know, break down their full schedule in depth here, but I'm just fascinated to see maybe what type of talent they have to see across the diamond when they get out of break here. And those NL West squads are no joke. So they got some tests, I guess, to pass as they roll into this second. Are you afraid of the Mets at all? Are you more afraid of the Phillies than you are the Mets, if that makes sense?
I'm afraid of the Mets. When you say a team get hot, I look at more at them as a team that when we saw it, what can happen with them. That's what worries me about them. But I can't really worry about them. I just have to say, well, this team, I can make my team that much better. But I mean, you have to look and say, what's it going to take to get through these playoffs? It's like, yeah, starting pitching, but with that Mets team, you're going to have a bullpen. It's simple.
They don't have anybody, Al. I hate to say that, but they really don't. I think Kerkering, I've been saying this for a while now on the air, I think he's half a guy. I believe in him. I do. I think he's definitely better than I would have even anticipated to this point. But I can't go in saying fully that every time he's on the mound, I feel insanely comfortable. I feel better than anybody else on the team, but that's really more of a product of everybody else on the team. So in my eyes, you best case scenario, Kerkering's coming in the seventh. He's coming in the ninth, and you might need to ask him to get five outs.
Yeah.
That's how extreme this really is out of this pen. So I think they have half a guy. And then everything we've been talking about getting a bat, it even puts it in perspective on the fact that we can debate needing a bat more than a half a guy bullpen is insanity to me.
Because you'd feel better with a 4-run lead. That's basically where your bat is.
Yeah.
You want the 4-run lead.
Now, are you headed to the ballpark when the Red Sox come to town?
I'll be there for at least Monday.
Okay.
With them coming. It's
nice.
Still, yeah, grew up with them. So.
Sure, of course. I'm sure they're hit some heartstrings a little bit.
No, with them getting rid of people, it's just, that's why the
Rafael Devers.
You know, everything that's gone on with them. One guy doesn't want to play. I mean, baseball is a strange, strange sport. It's, as much as football is, they're all team, quote, team sports or whatever. But baseball is the least of all, it seems like to me.
You know what I always think is strange? Obviously, we come from the hockey background. So the locker room, there's nothing like it. You bring up the beer league. I'm not even going to sugarcoat this. The other day, you had a couple pops after the game. And, you know, you're with the boys, a shower after, you're shooting the breeze, you're making jokes. I miss that. There is just something about that, the boys in the locker room.
Yeah.
But when you're playing baseball, one thing, and I played baseball when I was little, but not to the extent of, you know, college and things of that nature. like being a like having a teammate that's a pitcher that only plays one time out of your five. You're an everyday player. You're taking the bat to go hit five times in a row. He's only playing one of those games, yet he's still your teammate, but he's the ace, the fifth starter. How do you feel about him compared to the bullpen guy that stinks and he's the mop-up cleanup guy that plays only the fourth inning? Like, it's got to be a strange dynamic.
It is a strange dynamic. That's why I gave Topper so much credit, because to me he handled this very much like a hockey team with the elements that he had to get into a game. Like, you know, you got to play this at least some innings here.
I guess
coming
it's
in.
Like a healthy scratch. Like, for example, when I was playing college at the back end of my career, I was an in and out of the lineup guy. So there's roles within the hockey locker room where you're in and out of the lineup or you're a first power play guy.
Yeah,
I guess it, there is an.
But I don't know the
it.
Whole practice schedule with baseball. But I know in the other, like if you were a bad player like me, the best part of the week was practice.
You got to actually. I had to do everything, Al, to make the lineup. I had surgery on my thumb because I'm blocking shots on the penalty kill in practice with my hand.
Yeah,
that's what I had to do to get in the lineup, though. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, so it's different. But guys keep playing, like golf, everything. Guys are, you just go hard until you can't play anymore. That's what I always tell people. Like, I'd play tennis until I couldn't. Just forget what people say. Oh, you'll feel that when you're 60, whatever. So what? Go out and play as hard as you can for as long as you can. Whatever it is.
Can you beat Joe DeCamera in tennis?
I don't want...
No comment? What about Jack Fritz?
To me, I understand this is a great promotion.
I'm asking questions,
you would probably win the damn thing. To me, it's a glorified pillow fight going on here.
Did you see Jack, though, pitching on the bump? That video of the crowd?
He can throw. No, he can throw.
The video of the crowd. I couldn't sleep at night. I watched it on replay for 30 hours.
Well, that's your problem.
Well, are you kidding me? Jack Fritz with a big K on Joe DeCamera batting lefty and 50,000 people cheering
in
the back?
If that's your blue chew, good for you.
That's right, baby. That's the blue chew. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next event or party online at ChickiesandPete's.com. Coming up next, your favorite segment. Luke Nichols is behind the glass back in the studio. He will give us the voice of God in radio form, and he'll give us the top five at five. That's coming up next. It is Broge. It is Al Morgani in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.